And joining us now is Washington State head coach Cammy Etheridge. Coach, if you would begin with a quick opening statement, and then we'll open it up to media.
Yeah, excited to be here, excited to experience my second Pac-12 tournament. Really grateful to the Pac-12 and what they do for us and how they run this tournament. And you know, we're excited to get another chance. I know we finished up with Oregon State, and we turn around and play them again, which is similar to what we did last year against Cal. So in some ways it makes it easier because you know each other so well, and in other ways it's difficult because it's Oregon State. But we're excited to be here.
And now we'll open up for questions.
At this time, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Ann Schatz with Pac-12 Network.
Hi, Coach.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the call. You've had some wonderful games where you guys have been so competitive and have given some of the conference, some of the best teams in the conference, really, really strong, strong games, and have been in it till the bitter end, so many of those games. Other times, you know, there have been some slow starts and some frustrating losses, I would imagine. Where is this team now in terms of, you know, it's conference tournament time, so brand new slate? How's the energy and emotion of the kids?
Yeah, thanks for that question. I think we're in a really good spot. I like this team. They never get too down. They bounce back pretty well. I think we've spent some time on you know, just watching the film and seeing really great, like you said, really, really competitive minutes and quarters and halves, and then some real disconnected minutes as well that leads to, you know, the other team obviously running out and getting a little bit of a lead that we can't recover from. But you know, it's a team that's really resilient. You know, we have a chance to, just like everybody else, to start over and try to win a game in this tournament. And I think our team is really excited for the opportunity to play. You know, obviously Oregon State presents a lot of problems. But we did play a really good game in many ways, and had our moments, and I think have a chance to, you know, hopefully make some corrections and figure out some things as far as not having that quarter where we score 8 points, which always seems to be the death of us. But I like our team. I like our leadership. I like the fact that our two seniors, you know, are highly competitive and want to win, and we'll make sure this team is putting their best foot forward.
Speaking of, real quick, is Molina going to be okay to play?
Well, we don't know at this point. You know, it's really she checks out pretty good in as far as a little bit getting banged up a little bit, but you know, if she can't fully, you know, run and jump and everything and not change her mechanics, then you know, she'll play. But if she has any, you know, we're not going to put her out there if there's any problem with that. But I think there's a good chance that she will play.
Your next question comes from the line of Krista Blunk with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Cammy, how you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good, thanks.
Good, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I got to see you a little early on, and I'm just kind of wondering, kind of, what are some of the areas of focus as you are now heading into another season, basically this tournament, and just kind of what are the things you're focusing on with this team, and maybe areas that you feel like that you've seen improvement and that you can continue to build on going into the tournament?
Yeah, well, there's so many things culturally that I think we've improved on, and you know, I just think when you change a program and change a coaching staff, it just takes some time to you know, not just hear the message, but, you know, and not just do what the coaches are saying, but it kind of become you, and the language is the same whether the coaches are in the gym and not in the gym. So I think we've come a long way this year. I think we have incredible buy-in and excitement and we're on a really good path. You know, as far as technically and things on the court, you know, I just think we don't quite have all the weapons that a lot of people in this league have. It's we have to be pretty darn perfect to beat most of the people in this league. We have to have pretty spectacular games from our two best players, Nell and Bobby. And then we have to have role players that, you know, on the same given night, you know, somebody has to step up and give us a third or fourth score. And it's a little bit of a stretch sometimes for, you know, our personnel at this point. But I think we're capable. I think we've seen some really great moments. And, I mean, I think we know exactly what we're going to get with Nell and Bobby. But I do like what we're getting a little bit with our four-player and five-player, Yo and Ula. And I think our guards are coming around and getting better and giving us some scoring punch. So I just think that's the biggest thing, consistency on both ends of the floor. But more than anything, I think consistency on the offensive end and trying to get to that, for us, that magical number of 70. And if we get to 70, maybe we have a chance to be in the game late.
Okay, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. That's all the time we have now.
Thanks so much.